See too many eyeballs over here. Is there any way to darken up the audience?
Yeah.
Can't look you in the eye and play. It's far too threatening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is called Little Martha. It was written by Duane Allman. I've come to believe that it had to have been written either for a small child or a tiny pig. Thank you. 9 years old, I dedicated my life to the trombone. Imagining myself standing somewhere in a little hotel room with a skinny tie on and some skinny lapel, sunglasses, playing my trombone all alone. Shades down. It's an odd fantasy for a 9-year-old boy. That's what I wanted to do, and I was committed to becoming, in the same way some people today are committed to becoming Robert Plant, I was committed to becoming Bob Brookmeyer, who was a great, of course, valve trombonist, and myself being a slide attempted trombone. I feel as though I've lost a hair of the bottom end somewhere on the DI. Took over because, first of all, it did that. And second, it wasn't nearly as stigmatizing as a trombone. The violin and the trombone, both of which are, I'd rather be stigmatized by the trombone than the violin. Anyhow, it took me a long time to begin to develop the stuff that you're supposed to develop once you're able to play. In other words, theory, which had been shoved down my throat while I was trying to become Bob Brookmeyer, who I sure never touched theory with a 10-foot pole. He never had to play Londonderry Air 4 times in a single night. And those rented tuxedos, nothing but prom soaked into them. So when it became obvious to me that it was time to learn how to read at least and go through some of the guitar repertoire, I was hesitant to do it because of my experience with the trombone. And I learned when I finally had got up the courage to go back to it that I had screwed up all of the mnemonics that they gave you in the beginning to understand the staff. All good boys do fine. And it's just a lot of nonsense like that that supposedly makes it a lot easier for you to memorize the staff. This way you have to memorize twice as much so you can only forget, I don't know, 20% of that is supposedly your... Well, it worked for me, but I had... It was like learning the colors backwards or something. I was handicapped. And 25 years after the fact, it became obvious to me why it was so hard to read music. Anyhow, I'd like to play one of the things that I have read. And I want to... I've discovered that there may be some good reasons for avoiding classical theory. Because they're exponents of this interval, for example. Millions of guys would claim that's perfectly legitimate. It's a seventh and it belongs in the key of A. So you can play it and it sounds lovely. Never mind that your pancreas is shriveling up. Supposedly that's gorgeous, but I know that even the music that they wrote is evidence that they felt otherwise, because whenever they use these things called passing notes or tones, they do them very quickly. They kind of couch them in a lot of other BS that's going on. Oh, I didn't hear anything. I've got to be going. Wait a minute. could be here. Entire piece made out of nothing but a passing note. This is the best one here. Excuse me. Set at great length and then forgot to play. It's written in an attempt to make a musical experience out of monotony. I thought that there must be a way to write something, since I like to hear mainly the chorus in any given tune, and I couldn't usually care less about the verse. And since I've listened in a lot of cases to the same tunes for the last 30 years, I thought that a chorus or a theme would be enough, that I just repeat it over and over again. It would probably add up to some kind of musical experience that I would enjoy. As far as writing something that never changed from moment to moment, I succeeded beyond all my expectations. And as far as blowing my own mind, I blew it to smithereens in front of a few crowds who were not nearly as thrilled by my performance as I was. I didn't find this out till I was done and just overcome with glee and all alone out there. So I've had to throw in some key changes and a couple of time signature goof-offs to lighten this load. When I was reading Moby Dick. If you've read Moby Dick, there's a lot of tedium in there that somehow you can't resist. I guess that's what I'm hoping for here.
You know they make good conversation.
somebody come, let the doorbell ring. Thank you. I never feel quite as professional as I should up here. I know that I'm supposed to burst into something now. I could sit down, that'd be a good beginning. Then maybe tune for a while. This is a tune that I drove right into the ground when I wrote it because I liked it a lot. Couldn't get enough of it. And I forgot about it for a long time.
Okay, I'll find him.